Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz. Perek Mem Hei, Chapter 45, Total Beauty. Beauty, modesty, tznius. I want to recognize that this can be a sensitive topic for many females at all stages of life, and particularly for girls during the teen years, when we're trying to figure out who we are now, who we want to grow up to be, and much time and emotional energy at this stage can be focused on how we want to project ourselves to the world. We are all influenced by our environment, and the broad culture that we live in places enormous value on the physical beauty and bodies of women. Indeed, they're tapping into a truth. Beauty is powerful, and it does have value. And like all gifts, its value lies in how it's used. The Gemara Megillah Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph cites a brisa in which the four most beautiful women are named. Among them are Sara Imenu and Esther Hamalka. If beauty was meaningless, this brisa would likely not exist. Sara was one of the most beautiful women in the world, and we know that her modesty was legendary. Esther was the winner of what was probably the most famous beauty contest of all time, and we know that she was a tzanua. She didn't overemphasize her physical beauty. She possessed inner chen, which radiated outward. Pasuk Yud, Kol Kvuda Vas Melech Penima, the complete beauty of the daughter of the king is internal. Beauty has value, but it can't just be external, which is what the overwhelming portrayal of beauty is in the media that we're all exposed to. In this parak, we learn that true beauty, complete beauty, radiates from the internal self, from beautiful midos and internal development. External beauty in a vacuum is incomplete, and therefore it could end up being a source of degradation to women by masking the true essence of a person. Kol kvuda vas melech penima. Bas melech. That, my friends, is referring to you. You are a princess. You are a daughter of the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. And your kol kvuda, your complete beauty, is one in which your outer appearances, including your dress and your demeanor, reflect your inner substance. I'd like to end with sharing a quote from the book Our Bodies, Our Souls by Rebbetzin Tzipora Heller Gottlieb. I quote, "By observing the laws of modesty, a woman is making the most important statement an individual can make, that she is a total person, not just a body. This is healthy. A woman's sense of self and power should not come from the number of heads she can turn, but rather from the minds and hearts she can turn." Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.